Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, and again, Happy New Year. It is Tuesday, February 2nd, 2016. I'm your host, Aaliyah, and you're listening to Personal Hearts Radio. God bless you, I love you, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this radio show, to hear the heart of the Father and what He has for you. I just wanted to encourage you and let you know that you are important, you matter, and you are born for a purpose. There's a purpose under heaven for the reason that you're on this earth. To know that purpose is to know God Himself, and to know God Himself is to seek God, and to seek God is through His Word, the manual from heaven, the Bible, and that's to seek and to know God. And it's the Bible is inclusive. You could seek Him, hear His voice, know the will of the Father, all in just reading the Word of God. So it starts there. It starts at knowing who God is. So thank you again for listening. The title of our show is Humble Part 2. And in seeking the Lord, this is what He asked me to talk about. And I am honored and privileged to talk to you about it because even Jesus, He had to learn obedience to the things He suffered. And so you have to learn how to be humble by God teaching you and also the things that we experience in this life. We're going to start with worship music. And this song is called By Myself. Again, I really appreciate you listening, and I'll be right back.
By myself, it won't work. Lord, I need your help.
Requesting the help, Jesus. Need your help. By myself. By myself. It won't work.
Praise God. We are nothing without Christ, all by ourselves. We are nothing without Him. Praise God. That was a wonderful song. That's actually going to be the title of our next show on February 16th, 2016, By Myself. We are nothing without our King Jesus here to help us. And even if it seems like you're walking in the valley by yourself, you're walking on the sands of the seashore by yourself, that is when God is carrying you. You are not alone. He's right there beside you. He promised us. And God's word is sure, more sure than anything in this universe, because God said that the heavens and earth will pass away, but my words, they will never pass. So you can stand on the rock of the word of God, put all your trust in Jesus, confirming with signs and wonders following that God's word is true, that Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God, and that He came to this earth to destroy the works of the devil and to wash away our sins with His precious blood so that we could have eternal life. And so we're talking about the topic of being humble. And as I discussed in my last show, Humble Part 1, humbleness, a lot of people think that they have to be a doormat or they have to take adversity without any repercussions. But humbleness is really submission. And we can take that word submission in a lot of different directions. Submitting to your wives and also husbands, you know, you have to also submit to your wives. It's not a one-way street. Being humble is being submitted to God's will and His word for your life. In 1 Peter 5:6, Peter says, humble through the Holy Spirit, he says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may what? Exalt you in due time. So when you are wronged for righteousness' sake, or when you are talked about, or when you are reviled, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Trust in God that He will execute His righteous judgment on your behalf. Of course, we want to react with our emotions instead of acting with what the Holy Spirit is telling us, because you want the Holy Spirit to have full control over your emotions. You don't want your emotions to be your first line of defense. It's the Holy Spirit that is your first line of defense. And so when you are wronged, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Humbleness also means in Philippians 2, chapter 3, when God's talking about let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. And it also means that when in Luke chapter 18, when Jesus was speaking a parable, he spoke this a specific parable unto people that trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. So humbleness is the antithesis or the opposite of arrogance. When you're looking down on people, that's pride. So, and this is a whole other show, but I will put this out there because that's what the Holy Spirit put on my heart. Within all that brood of poison and all that in your heart, if you're an arrogant person, if you despise others and you think you're more righteous or you're better than others, within all that mixture in your heart, because out of the heart the mouth speaketh, containing in all that, just imagine it's like a big, huge soup bowl, and in your soup you got, maybe you have some carrots in there, and you have potatoes, and you have celery and tomatoes, and you might have some beans in that soup. In your heart, what's holding that soup together, the bowl in your heart, is bitterness. And so you have this big soup, and in that container is bitterness that's holding all the aggression, unforgiveness, jealousy, anger, outbursts of wrath. And it's bitterness. And that's why Jesus says to let us examine ourselves to see if we're in the faith, first of all, because, you know, we want to make sure we have the right motives. And then He says, cleanse me, O Lord, and make sure I don't have any root of bitterness springing up wherewith it may defile me. So, if a person does think better, if a person does think that they're better than someone else, they despise others, they despise the poor, that is a symptom of bitterness. And bitterness is actually the root. So you have a root of bitterness, and that root is springing up branches. And on those branches, because these are symptoms, you have arrogancy, anger, unforgiveness, all these things because of bitterness, jealousy. And so if you cut off the branch of jealousy, oh, thank you, Jesus, I'm not jealous anymore. But then you didn't destroy the root. And so now another branch could grow in its place, and now you have anger issues. Okay, so now I get hands laid on and I get delivered from my anger issues. Okay, Lord, I'm fixed now, I'm straight. No, the root is bitterness. So let's attack the root of why someone is not humble and why humbleness is such a big issue in the church. Because really, bitterness is caused by pride. Pride is why the devil was cast into hell. That's why hell was made. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. And God in his glory and his mercy, he doesn't want any of us to go there. But without holiness, no man can see the Lord. So that is why a person, when they don't receive Christ because of pride, because of not humbling themselves, because of not accepting the free gift that Jesus so freely gives us, which is eternal life, people go to hell every single day. And in these last days, it is so important to preach the message of Jesus Christ. Because what's more important, buying a new car or buying a new house, or making sure that person who is leaving this earth will go and see Jesus? Because, friends, the Bible clearly states that we can't take any of these things with us. I look around my place, and I'm thankful that God has given me much to enjoy. He has, and I'm sure he has enriched you that are listening. But you can't get attached to these things. Because it's Jesus that will give you treasures where moth or thief, moth will not corrupt or thieves will not steal. It is Jesus that is the door to eternal life. He is eternal life. And so if you're seeking a relationship with Jesus Christ, if you want to know who he is wonderful. He is counselor. He is the Prince of Peace. But like any friend, you have to get to know that friend. You have to know what they like, what they dislike. You have to talk to them. And so to make your relationship stronger in the Lord, you must humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Even if you have to go way, way back, I sense some people that are listening, they're saying, why hasn't God given me a new assignment? How come God hasn't exalted me? How come I'm still stuck in the same place? Why are you still a child? You're still in the same place because you haven't completed your first assignment. In school, now it's different now, but when I, not too long ago when I was in school, you stayed in the same grade until you passed. Jesus doesn't change. And the reason why some of you are stuck in the same assignment is because you haven't completed the first. How can God give you a bigger assignment if you can't even understand the basics? And he's not doing it because he wants to hold you back. Whatever Jesus tells you to do, it's for your protection, for your advancement, and for your prosperity. Whenever the devil tells you to do something, it's for your destruction, it's for the destruction of someone else, and he wants to take what you have. I'm talking about spiritual things here. I'm not talking about taking your car, and he can do that too, but I'm talking about your sanity. He wants to take over The devil doesn't do anything because he just wants a little tidbit here or there. He wants to take over you and drag you into hell. And so all of this, Aaliyah, you say, Aaliyah, what does all this have to do with being humble? Because the opposite of humility is pride. It's arrogance. Oh, I'm not going to accept Christ. I'm raised this way. I'm raised that way. Yes, it rings true, but I can't do that. That goes against what I've been taught. That's pride. Jesus says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 9, for by grace we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. We cannot earn salvation. We cannot work or knock on enough doors to earn salvation. The Bible clearly says it is a gift, and it is a gift from the Father of lights. So when we are humble, we are submitting to authority. When we are humble, we are submitting to our husbands. When we are humble, we are submitting to our wives. The Bible clearly states that our bodies are not our own. When you're married, your bodies belong to your husband, and husbands, your body belongs to the wife. That's also showing respect, which is a whole other different show. Sorry. But humility has many, many different aspects to it. And like I said, being humble is a characteristic that you're also malleable, that you're also pliable, that God could use you because you're not stuck. You're not rigid in pride. So being humble is being submissive. Being humble and learning how to be humble is also the key that you don't have any bitterness in your heart. Remember, bitterness is a cup in your heart. That soup bowl that I had described earlier, and it has all kinds of different ingredients in it. It's the root. So when you get rid of bitterness, you're going to say, wow, why am I angry at this person? Why am I not forgiving this person? That happened 10 years ago. That branch falls off. This is not even worth my time. I don't need to get angry. Why am I wasting my time over this? This is so petty. Anger falls off. Lord, thank you for removing bitterness. I can see clearly. I know what to do. I know I can make decisions better. Confusion falls off. So when you remove bitterness, you now have place for humbleness. Remember, humbleness starts by reading the Word of God, because you can't be humble just by reading a definition. Being humble is a spiritual characteristic, and it's part of the fruit of the Spirit. And so if humbleness is a fruit of the Spirit, then it comes from the Holy Spirit, then you know it's a spiritual aspect that will manifest itself physically. So being humble is knowing the Word of God. And number two, because you have to know what humility is, and you have to know what it is not, like humbleness, pride goeth before destruction, and the haughty spirit before a fall. That's in Proverbs 16:18. Pride, remember, is the opposite of humility. So when you know what pride is, the Bible tells you what it is and what it isn't. Pride is dangerous. It goes right before destruction, and you fall by being prideful. So when you humble yourself first, you have to know what it says, what it means in the Bible. It's good to know by definition terms, because that helps to guide your thinking, but you want to know also what God says. Knowledge is excellent. Get knowledge, but in your getting your knowledge, you want to get understanding, and that's where the Bible comes in. The Bible gives you knowledge, understanding, and when you get understanding, guess what happens? You get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom. So now you have knowledge of what humility is, and I'll give you the definition, because I did give it last week. According to Webster's Dictionary, humbleness simply means that you're not proud. You're not thinking of yourself as being better than other people. It's not haughty or arrogant. And what haughty means is you're you're showing you have an insulting attitude. You think you're better or smarter than or more important than the people. So there's a lot of things about being humble, or you can have disdain towards another person, which is a form of hate. So knowing what pride is, or knowing what humility is, knowing what pride is, knowing how to be humble, which God teaches us how to be in the Bible, knowing that it is a fruit of the Spirit, so we have to get acquainted with the Holy Spirit. We have to ask for it. And then allowing the Holy Spirit to show us, oh, wow, Lord, there's bitterness here, there's anger here. Get rid of the root cause, Lord, so I can be humble. Being submissive to your husbands and to your wives in all godliness. And then humbling, and this is the final step. So the first step is knowing what humility is, getting the knowledge of what it is so you can think right, your thinking could be right. Going to the Bible to get the biblical definition in addition to your knowledge, that's step number two. And then number three is being submissive to the Word of God, because that's humility, that's a true definition of humility, submissiveness. And then the fourth step is acting on it. When God shows you, wow, I wasn't humble here, Lord, I need to correct that. I see that I have a root of bitterness. That's God showing you, hey, being humble is not being arrogant, it's not being prideful, it's not being envious. Being humble is being submissive and is being submitted to my word. And once you do number four, when God shows you, hey, wow, Lord, I got to get rid of all this stuff, and he gets rid of it for you, guess what number five is? This is the final step in being humble. Walking in it. Doing it. Walking in love. How does God, how does the teacher really know that you've learned the lesson? It's by doing it. He's seeing that you know. You see someone on the street, maybe they need money, you don't despise them. I mean, you don't have to give them anything. It'll be nice if God's leading you to do that. But it's just as simple enough to smile and walk away. So one, you have knowledge of what humility is. Get your thinking in line. Two, going to the Word of God, getting the biblical definition of what God says humility is. You can do a simple Google search and type scriptures about being humble, and there will be a litany of a lot of scriptures. Three, being submissive to the Word of God. Four, prayer and repentance and asking God what is in your heart, where what needs to be taken out or what needs to be amplified so you can walk in the humility. Repentance is necessary because repentance is a spiritual washing machine. And not only it does better than any washing machine could, it gets rid of the root. It uproots whatever poison is in your heart so it won't come out of your mouth. Because the Bible says when you speak it, it's not what goes into a man that defiles him. It's what? It is what comes out of him that defiles him. So you want to be careful to guard your heart so nothing comes out of your mouth to offend or to defile you. You know, when you call yourself, and I don't particularly like this word. I usually, in my inner circles, I say the S word. And when people say, I'm so stupid, or, oh my gosh, you're killing me, or I'm sick to death, those are words that are defiling you because they cause death. They cause sickness and death, your own words. So four is allowing, repenting with your mouth, and allowing God, praying, allowing God to show you where you've missed it. And that's for all of us. And then five, this is the final step in humility, is walking in love, walking in it, showing God, walking in it in action. There's a cliche that's not in the Bible, but I really think it should be. And it's talk is cheap. And it really is. How many times has that man or that woman said that I love you? And then they continue to do the opposite of what they said they would do. Love is not only in word, but it's in action. And God advocates that. He says love not only in word, but in deed also. It is clearly written in the Bible. So talk is cheap. show God that you mean business. He showed you that he meant business by sending his son into the world. Ah, I love you guys. I only have a minute and 33 seconds left of the show, but I wanted to let you know that I love you and thank you for listening today. You could replay this broadcast as often as you like to get those 5 steps down. Like I said, next in a couple more weeks, my show is every other week. We're going to be talking about By Myself. That's a God-given message, and you don't want to miss it. That's on February 16th at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to miss you. Have a wonderful week. I'll be praying for you. If you need prayer or if you need a Bible, all you have to do is email me at Aaliyah, A-L-E-A, at personalhearts.org. I love you. Have a great week, and God bless you.
Lord, I'm ready now. I'm waiting for your triumphant return. You're coming soon. This world has nothing for me. Find my peace and joy. Of the harvest for